Welcome to the Curious Coach podcast. So buckle up as we travel around and explore the world of coaching. Here's your host and professional coach, Stephen Clements.
Hello, and welcome to this weekly mini-episode of the Curious Coach podcast. These mini-episodes will give you a weekly challenge to be curious about, well, something. This week's challenge is about giving advice. Without judging, simply notice how many times during each day do you offer advice to someone. It's something that comes quite natural to some of us. We're natural-born problem solvers. Put a problem in front of us, and without missing a beat, we'll start to give advice on possible solutions. It's, well, as if it's in our DNA. For example, imagine someone says, "Ugh, my commute seems to be getting worse and worse these days. It's becoming an absolute nightmare." And before you know it, someone might start offering all sorts of suggestions. "Oh, I know, it's the same for me. Have you tried leaving earlier? Or what about getting the bus? Or why can't you work from home some days?" Might be some of the offered suggestions. And all of these might be really great suggestions, but maybe they already leave their house really early. And maybe they do get the bus. And maybe they already work from home on a number of occasions. Or maybe they didn't really want solutions at all and just wanted someone to listen to them and to get stuff off their chest. Or maybe they weren't really complaining about their commute at all and were actually complaining about something else, something much deeper that we just couldn't hear. Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, sums it up quite nicely with this quote. "Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply." And well, to be honest, this is what happens when you go into advice mode. You stop listening. You stop listening to the person and are instead listening for an opportunity to give your advice. Carl Rogers, an American psychologist, once said, "People are just as wonderful as sunsets if you let them be. When I look at a sunset, I don't find myself saying, 'Soften the orange a bit on the right-hand corner.' I don't try to control the sunset. I watch with awe as it unfolds." So this week's challenge is to simply take note of how many times do you offer advice over the coming week. Don't try to do anything differently or judge yourself for doing so. Just be aware of when you are giving advice and later reflect on it and be curious about whether you could have done something different. If you want, just for a bit of fun, you could keep a running tally of how many times do you give advice during the day. Do you give more advice to people at home or to people at work? Or to friends, colleagues, or family? What patterns do you notice? Simply be curious. Anyway, that's it for this week. And don't forget to also check out my first full episode, which features an introduction to the podcast and my own coaching journey, as well as an interview with John Noble, who helped set me off on my path to becoming a professional coach. Coming up next month, I have a fantastic interview with Alva Harrington, who is not only an amazing coach, but also an amazing coach trainer. So look out for that episode coming in early January 2019. Also, please get in touch, as I'd love to hear your feedback. If you'd like to share what you're noticing during the week, or have suggestions for future curiosity challenges, then please drop me an email to stephen@stephenclements.ie, and that's Stephen with a PH. Further information can be found on my website at stephenclements.ie/podcast, or click on the link in the description of this episode to go directly to the show page, where you'll find more information. If you've enjoyed the show, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast player so you'll automatically be notified of future episodes. And why not consider leaving a review? In the meantime, thanks for listening, and until next week, don't forget, stay curious.